Welcome to episode 417 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, returning from the woods, Dan Reamer.
Hello. I'm back.
Deep from the backwoods of New York.
Mountains.
The brush. The bush.
Should note that producer Gerald is here as well.
Gerald's here. Not good morning. Returning from the woods.
Not returning from the woods, just returning.
How was your primitive vacation?
It was a nice little break.
Did you build a shelter?
A nice little break.
Started a fire?
No fires. They have electricity up there. There might not be Wi-Fi, but there's electricity.
So you weren't even roughing it?
Sure. Wasn't roughing it. Not for me, it was kind of roughing it.
You played it up last week like you were really roughing it.
I don't think I did that. I think you guys did that.
And now you're here to tell us you had power the whole time. Running water, too?
Yeah, there's running water there, too.
Oh, my goodness.
But it is a well.
Well, you're always taking a chance with a whale, so.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't run into any major problems. As far as flushing the toilet goes, was not enough for decent water pressure for a shower, so that was a thing that didn't happen.
Oh, so you were roughing it.
A little bit. I guess a little bit. But no, we just sat around and watched movies. It was a nice little do-nothing three-day break.
Did you have to catch your own dinner?
No. Okay. No. Took food with us.
So we were a little off base last week.
I did not. I could have caught dinner, but I didn't. I didn't have to, but I could have.
Well, we will never know because you didn't.
No, but I have before. Like fishing?
Whatever. Trapping?
No, because you got to let the meat set. So you can't just... You can't. 3 days is not enough time to shoot, gut, clean, prep a deer.
Oh, you could have done a rabbit.
For eating. Huh?
You could have done a rabbit.
Could have done a rabbit, yeah.
See, these two dudes with the blue pants, they're like brothers.
Yeah, I've seen these guys. I like these videos.
Yeah, this was what we assumed you were doing last week.
Oh, building a mud, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
These guys are making a mud house.
I could have, but I chose not to.
It's primitive.
Ground's a little too frozen up there for that. That's something you got to do during the summer months.
Primitive survival skills.
Now, there
YouTube.
Was like 4 foot of snow.
Could have built an igloo.
No, it wasn't quite cold enough for an igloo. And igloos are ice, not snow.
Yeah, you pack it down. Put some water on it.
Right. I understand how to make an igloo.
Doesn't sound like you do.
How much snow have you lived in?
A lot.
Uh-huh.
Plus, I've spent a lot of time researching
igloo. I
know
how to make an igloo. I did not make an igloo.
Oh, that one right there doesn't look safe. House from ice. I saw an awesome one the other day where the guy was on a frozen body of water, and he was using a chainsaw to cut his blocks out with. And he built like an ice house.
Yes. I've seen those.
Yeah, it was nice.
I've seen people do that.
Yeah, so I'm still sick. I'm on the back end of being sick, I think.
Well, that's good.
Yep. I don't know where people stand on it, but I had COVID. I don't think I said that last week, but
you didn't say that last week.
Yeah, that is what I had. I'm officially out of quarantine today. I'm gonna not leave the house, but I could.
We're glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, it was not asymptomatic, is all I will say.
And, you were not one of the lucky ones.
I was not, but it seems like maybe I'm on the mend. I felt better the last 2 days, so yesterday and today.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So, I don't want to do that again. People should try not to get that, if possible. So, that's as deep as I'll go into that, but yeah.
Roger that.
Yeah, I don't suggest it.
Roger that. I'll keep that in mind.
But it's allowed me play a lot of games and relax.
Yeah, yeah. So that's been your week. You've been sick. Good.
Yeah.
I actually had a pretty big week this week.
Also, I'm going to cough periodically through this.
We've talked about it before. I think I've talked about it on here. But I have finally begun to move ahead on the purge.
You're selling stuff?
I am not. I have decided that instead of selling it, I am going to donate it to the Children's Hospital.
That's good.
my toys and action figures. Some of them.
Right.
I'm just trying to declutter this place a little bit. Part of what got me into that is that I got a new TV for my room. A little bit bigger, not huge. My room isn't really set up for a huge TV. Where I have to sit kind of close. So I basically moved from a 40 to a 43, and that seems to be perfect for where I sit, because I only sit about 3 feet away, because of how my room is. So works out.
Do you get a 4K HDR?
Yeah, 4K HDR. I went with a, of course, as always, a Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Sony Bravia Q80H, which is a decent Sony TV. It's not their worst, but it's not their best. We'll talk more about Sony a little bit later. But even bigger news is we bought a bed.
Oh, good.
We haven't received it yet.
What did you get?
We went with the Beautyrest Black Hybrid. And along with it, we purchased the adjustable base with massage.
So I have the adjustable base. I don't have the massage.
Yeah. So that's what we went with.
We haven't seen it yet because Gerald just searched for beauty.
Yeah. Beautyrest Black. There it is.
Is it all black like that?
No, it's white on top.
Okay. There's
it's like, go down one more. Down to the next row, over to the right. Looks like that.
Oh, yeah, there's the one on the adjustable base down there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, went, moved up to a king-size bed. Super excited about that. I'm super excited about the whole bed. She really doesn't seem to care much, but I'm like, whoo, yeah.
New bed's nice.
I cannot wait for that bed to get here.
Yeah, new bed's nice. I still like mine.
Yeah?
I don't know how long until a mattress starts to wear out, but...
Right, and I don't know with the new ones is the problem, see?
Yeah, I got the purple, and I was worried that it wouldn't be, like, elasticy very long because it, like, snaps back into place immediately.
Right.
But it still is.
No, that's not the one we have. I can tell by the price, that's way too cheap.
And I also have the adjustable base, which doesn't really get used much. But I did use it during COVID a little bit to prop my back up, so I didn't cough as much.
So you got the automatic one, right? With the remote?
Yes.
Yeah, we got that. And
what do you mean automatic?
Remote.
Yeah.
You don't have to manually
adjust. It's not Sleep Number where it's like adjusting itself.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does have the remote where you can do... feet, head, zero G, all that stuff.
Yep. That's what ours has. All that. And then it's got the, there it is, Beautyrest Black Hybrid.
Oh, yeah, mattresses are expensive.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
We went with the king size, so. We just went with the original. No. Yeah, we went with the original. So. Super excited for that to get here.
What's the comfort upgrade?
It just moves up to plush. But I like a firmer mattress.
Well, you wouldn't like a purple.
They're super soft, huh?
They're like a... I don't even know how to describe it, really, but it's not like a... Not like a bed. It's very... bouncy?
See, no, I like a firm bed.
But not... I don't know. They're like nothing I've ever been on before. It's bouncy, but it's not like springy. Like it fits you no matter how you lay, but it's like bouncy.
You keep saying that. Okay, I still don't know that I get it, but okay.
Yeah, it's weird. There's like 3 inches of that purple hex stuff.
Yeah, so. I know this because I've been doing research on beds for like a year.
Yeah. Oh my God, I made myself miserable with bed reviews.
Yeah, so did I.
Because they're so expensive.
They're so expensive.
And you don't want to be wrong. You don't want to be like, this is the one.
And half the time you go, the thing that pisses me off the most when you're shopping for the mattresses and the bed stuff is that pretty much every single one of them, you've got to fucking, in order to see any information about this, please create a profile. Fuck. All I want to do is see your fucking bed.
Yeah. As a side sleeper that tosses and turns a lot, there weren't a lot of options.
Yeah, that's why the bed we got is good for, supposed to be good for all sleeping positions.
Yeah, but see, a lot of them say that, but I toss and turn a lot.
See, I don't toss and turn a lot, and neither does Nicole, but I am also a side sleeper or a stomach sleeper.
Yeah, well, I toss and turn a lot, and see, memory foam is extremely bad for people who move a lot because memory foam doesn't reset that fast.
Right.
And so I actually wanted to buy a sleep number.
But that's all foam, right? Pretty much. Well, it's got... See, the one we got has a thin layer of foam on top.
No, sleep number's got the basically the air that moves around in those coils. The reason I decided not to go with sleep number is because I read a ton of reviews and everybody's like, sleep number is amazing until it's not. Like, it does wear out.
Yeah.
In a way that, like, that bed's no good anymore once it wears out.
Yeah, I see. That's why I didn't want straight memory foam. I wanted the hybrid.
Yeah, because, see, Casper and stuff, obviously, not cheap, but more affordable than some other options with Nectar and Casper and those, but they're just straight memory foam beds.
Right, and I can't do that.
Yeah, so I was really, really torn on it and about made myself sick trying to figure out what to buy. But I'm still happy with that purchase.
So after the reviews, we finally went to a store and started laying on some beds.
That's weird, isn't it?
I'm like, ooh, this one's nice. And the sales lady was like, well, look what else it does. Look what other option you have. Boop, boop. And I was like, well, sold me on that shit too. All right, here we go. Where do we sign up?
Yeah, 0% for how long?
We just paid for it.
Yeah, that's what. Gerald, huh? How old's your bed? Is it time for an upgrade?
No, our bed's maybe 5 or 6 years old.
What's the lifespan on a bed?
10, maybe.
Depends on the mattress, I think.
Do you have a fancy bed or you just got a regular one?
We got a regular
water bed.
No.
People still futon? Rocking water beds?
You got a futon?
No.
I would love to find somebody that's like just on a water bed still. Still got it. Just we, you know, once a month we fill it back up with water, make sure the heater is still good.
Yeah.
I had a water
bed
growing up.
My parents had a water bed.
Dude, I had a water bed growing up.
They were the shit back then.
Yeah. They weren't, but they were.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. I mean, in the eyes of the public, they were the shit back then. But
I feel a lot of the back problems I have now, I think, are from water bedding
it up. The water bed?
Yeah. I remember mine got so low, I used to like fill the plywood that was in there because I was too lazy to drag a hose through the window and fill my bed up.
And fill the bed up because then you got to wait for it to get warm.
Yeah, dude, it had a heater inside of it.
Like, I know, but you still have to wait for it to get warm.
Yeah.
Because all that water doesn't get warm that fast.
Yeah, it went inside of it. I think it's like a mat that just laid underneath the water bed.
Yeah.
Dude, I love my water bed. I thought I was cool. Might have been. I don't know.
You might have been, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're... I hope they come back. I hope waterbeds come back.
I hope they don't. So, yeah, that's my big news is that I got the waterbed. I got a new TV, and I'm begun purging my room.
You got a waterbed?
I did not get a waterbed.
Did you say you got a waterbed?
You did say you got a waterbed.
Did I say I got a waterbed?
Yeah.
I got waterbeds on the brain now.
Yeah.
Did not get a waterbed.
You're like, I should have looked into that.
I should not have.
Gerald, search waterbed. Can you even get them anymore?
eBay.
No, like you can't get them through like a place?
I don't think so.
There used to be a waterbed place here in Clarksville.
Wow. You type in waterbed, it doesn't even...
It doesn't even pop it up?
No, it just pulls up, look, mattresses.
Oh, look, Purple's
there's a history of waterbeds on Purple. Look at that.
They're explaining why that's not a good idea anymore.
Uh-huh.
Why you should buy Purple. I guarantee you that's what that article says. Wayfair for sure has water beds.
Wayfair doesn't have water beds.
Wayfair has.
They have water bed frames, I bet.
Man, what does a man do if his pouch gets a hole now? You gotta seal it because you can't get a new one.
Flex tape. Flex tape.
There you go. That one's semi-waveless.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. It's $1,900. That's through, what was that, Walmart?
Yep.
Huh.
It's not sold by Walmart.
Walmart sells a waterbed.
It's not sold by them. Walmart online is like really sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sell Ashley Furniture.
Would you buy a waterbed, Gerald?
No.
Oh. No.
Gerald, thought you meant me.
You already were disgruntled about me bringing them up. Like maybe you had a bad experience with a waterbed.
No, I didn't. I just remember they were a pain in the ass. It was always cold.
It was cold. Boy, you slide in that thing at night. In the winter, woo!
It's cold.
You put them blankets on, though. Felt so good. Kept you cool all night.
Not for me.
I like a furnace when I sleep, so it was nice. Oh, here's a whole place that just does nothing but waterbed.
Oh, I believe that.
Oh, yeah, it did. This is a viable solution still.
Soft side waterbed.
Oh, scroll back up. What is that? They don't look like waterbeds anymore. That does.
That does.
What's that mattress? Soft side water beds. It has it inside the mattress.
Interesting.
I guess you never have to refill that one. Where'd the water go?
How does it stay warm?
Where'd the water go? I never understood.
The heater.
How's it get out? It's in a sealed pouch.
It evaporates.
From how?
The heat evaporates it.
How's it get out of the bag?
I don't know, dude. I'm not a scientist. Mm. I'm sure there's an answer for it, obviously, but...
Any waterbed engineers out there, get at us. Podcast@gamestitch.com if you want to email us, because you seem like if you still work on waterbeds, you probably like an email, too. You probably like that electronic mail.
@AOL.com.
Yeah, you've got mail. Hell yeah, I do. I played some Spider-Man. I think finally starting to get into that game.
Like, actually get into the nitty-gritty of it, or
no, like
starting to enjoy it?
Yeah, I finally want to play it.
Okay.
I don't know what there wasn't a problem with it. I was trying to explain this the other day, but it's more Spider-Man in
it's
a good
more of the
way.
Same, right?
Yeah. But that first game really blew my mind. And this is more of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, as soon as I got in there, I'm like, oh, it looks great. It plays excellent. It feels so good. But, like, I didn't really care. And the story is fine. Miles is a likable character. I didn't feel the urge to play. You know what actually got me into it is when all the unlockables started popping up, and I just started traveling around getting all the things in the city.
Mm.
Like just swinging around collecting the collectibles got me going again and made me want to play that game and got me into the story and everything, even though I wasn't advancing the story. So I finally feel like I'm in a good place to want to actually finish that. I'm about halfway through according to the percentage right now.
It's relatively short, right?
Yeah. I heard you could platinum in about 15 hours and that's two full playthroughs of the game.
You looking to platinum it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I want to play through it twice. You have to beat it on New Game Plus in order to get that. So, I don't think that I will. I think probably the next platinum I'll get will hopefully be Little Big Planet with a friend of the show, Marshall 205. We're still slowly working our way through there. Still playing a lot of Rocket League, which since getting the PS5, I am the worst Rocket League player ever.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really bad. I don't know if it was...
The controller?
The controller. You know, things are a little different on the PS5. Having COVID. A combination of all things. Because I'm a little, you know, a lot of times I have cough medicine in me now.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if it's just everything, but yeah, I've been the worst. Like, I've been so bad at it that I'm thinking maybe I don't want to play it anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been really bad since I got it.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's not been going well, so, but I have still been playing a lot of that. I think last week I already had the Bugsnax Platinum, I don't remember. Oh, yeah, I think I got it in the middle of the night before.
You did, yes.
Yeah.
I remember you talking, because I did. I don't usually listen to the podcast, except for when I'm not on it, because I've got to make sure you guys aren't talking shit about me.
What'd you think?
So.
I
think you didn't talk shit about me.
Did you make it to the Fortnite talk?
Yeah, I made it all the way to
that.
What
do you think about playing it?
Listen to the whole thing. No.
Okay.
You were spot on.
Okay.
that is not enough for me to... first of all, you got to pay for it.
Right. That's the part Gerald was most hung up about.
Yeah.
The $12.
If it was just like one that you received or could earn, possibly. But as much as a fan of Green Arrow as I am, what do I do with that?
If all you had to do was log on and it gave it to you, I think you would have done that.
I would have done that, yeah, without a doubt. But I'm not paying, it's probably not $10, $12 for that, because I'm sure that comes with, I haven't looked into it, I'm sure that comes with other stuff like V-Bucks and all this stuff.
It's $12 for the pass, right? And then you have to complete the pass.
Something right, like that. Gerald? I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of how it works. But, yeah. As much of a fan of Green Arrow as I am, that's not something I can put on my shelf back here. You know? You know, if I played Fortnite all the time, it would be a no-brainer. Yeah, it doesn't bring me into Fortnite.
It's part of Fortnite Crew, whatever that is. What does that say? That's small on my screen, Gerald.
Battle Pass.
You have to be a part of the crew in December, from December to crew pack receive, next pack, January 1st. So you had to be part of a crew to get that, looks like.
It's crew is like a, so you have the Battle Pass, but then the crew is like their like monthly subscription.
Clan?
Yeah. So that's the new thing all these games are doing, where they're like the plus memberships to their games.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I mean, it's cool.
He looks cool.
He looks cool, yeah. But that picture does as much good to me as actually him in the game, so, because I don't play the game.
Yeah.
I have no desire to play the game. It has nothing to do with who I get to look like. It has everything to do with the game, so... But I do think it's super cool that they did that.
Yeah, unexpected for me.
I would have preferred the comic book version of Green Arrow with the goatee, as opposed to the Arrow, the DC TV universe version. But I understand that that's really what brought Green Arrow onto the radar. So that's what people really know.
Yeah, I think that's the one that they should have went with if you were looking for mass appeal.
I understand why they did that, but as a hardcore fan, you know, I'm not a casual fan. I'm a hardcore fan. I would have preferred something from like the Longbow Hunters or Hunter's Moon or one of those. But that's me.
It seems like a hardcore fan might go ahead and get him.
No.
Spend the $12.
No. How do you show, you don't show him off anywhere. I don't play the game, so how am I going to show them off?
You stream. You start streaming. Shirtless Dan, 75, gets back on Twitch.
Not because you're a... No, that has nothing to do with being a fan.
And you just play Fortnite, and you only play as Arrow. And you win. You got to win.
Yeah.
People like a winner.
Uh-huh.
So because you were alone in the woods with no internet, power, or water, you didn't play anything.
Not last weekend. I played some stuff this week.
What'd you play?
Well, I had $10 that I had to spend in the Stadia store, so I ended up buying...
Hold on. Let's just pause, because Dan had $10 he had to spend in the Stadia store.
Meaning, well, it was going to end on the 31st. Okay. The 31st, it was gone.
They gave you $10 worth of credit for everybody that's confused about that whole statement. Yeah, $10 he had to spend.
So I picked up... Rage 2 with that money.
I bought something weird with my $10.
And then I have started playing. I also added some more of the games. I have the Pro Stadia Pro now membership. So all those games are free. So I started playing through Guild.
Oh, yeah.
Very early on in it.
Yeah, keep me posted on that.
Interesting so far. Something has just happened that I'm not quite sure where exactly the game's going now. I had an idea of where it was going. It's GYLT, Gerald.
It's the first game I bought for Stadia. It's a stealth game for anybody that's not sure. It's very much a stealth game.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, there you go. So I'm not sure where it's going. I'm still very early on. But it looks good. I have only played it. I haven't played much on the new TV, but I'll get into that in a second. I play a little bit more Valhalla, just because I wanted to turn on the PS4 and play with that. I felt like it was being neglected. What else? Oh, I started through Hotline Miami, and I don't like that game. That is not my kind of game. That is not what I enjoy. And then everything else has been Cyberpunk.
This is what I bought. Lost Worlds Beyond the Page. That's what I got with my $10. At the time, okay. It was a Stadia exclusive.
I don't think it is anymore.
Mm-mm, I don't think so either, but I bought it like 4 months ago.
Right, right.
That's what I bought with my $10, and I never played it. But I think it was like, it was something weird where it was like on sale. They did like a 10% off or something when it came out. So I think I got it for like less than a dollar. I paid like change for it.
Right. Yeah. I paid like $9 for Rage 2 Deluxe Edition or whatever it is.
But see, it looks like the kind of game I would play. It's got a real stylized look to it.
Yeah. It does look like the kind of game you would play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I did start playing. I played through the first few missions of Rage 2. It's about what I expected. Let me tell you, right now, Stadia is my go-to because load times are super zip quick. There's no lag. I'm not getting any of that on Stadia on any of these games that I'm playing.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk is loading up in 8 seconds.
Can you see if that was an exclusive and make sure I'm just not totally wrong? I think it was, but I may be really wrong. Yeah, Stadia and Luna both work really well for me. I just, you know, there's just not enough time in the day.
Unfortunately, I'm to a point where it'll be interesting to see what happens when I get done on the Stadia with Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Because Luna, it really offers more of, I guess, kind of the pattern that I would want to play on with games. I wish Stadia would adopt Luna's way of purchasing and playing games. I know that won't happen. But Stadia is more refined right now. So it's working a little better. Has more to offer.
I agree. I like Stadia. I think the model for Luna is
that's
smart.
Yeah, I had a hard time saying it, but that's what I was looking for was the model for Luna.
It looks like it's on everything now. I don't know if that game was exclusive. I'm pretty sure when I bought it was, because that was the reason I bought it, but it's on everything. Steam, Switch, PS4, Xbox.
Yeah, that's on all of them.
Yeah, I don't even know how it is, but that's what I bought with my $10 they gave me.
But I do feel like, honestly, for a while here, for the foreseeable future, I will be probably pretty much exclusively on Stadia and Luna. It'll be interesting to see. I may end up going with the Ubisoft Plus once I finish Cyberpunk. I don't know. Right now I'm in the middle of Valhalla on the PS4. I feel like I need to finish that. The problem is I get way too caught up on all the side stuff. It'll take me forever to just, I don't know that I want to just blow through the story.
Yeah. I don't think
especially because I already invested so much time in all so much of the side stuff at the beginning. I mean, I played Valhalla for probably 60, 65 hours. And I might be a quarter of the way through the story.
I'm pretty comfortable to say that I'm done with Valhalla.
My concern is that I'm not going to go back to it.
Yeah, I think I'm good with that game. I think I got what I needed to get out of it. I'm glad I played Assassin's Creed game. It had been such a long time. But I think I'm good with where I've landed on that game. I don't see me going back. I really still want to play the Phoenix Immortal Rising.
I want to play that too.
Yeah, I still really want to play that.
Something else I really want to do is I want to get in there and I want to try Stadia's multiplayer and see how that works. I'm actually thinking about picking up Destiny too.
Is it not free? It's free.
It is, but I can't just get the base game. I got to get all the extras.
Just get it and play. That's the only game I've ever played multiplayer on there with. Stadia.
But I want to try playing it with some. So, yeah, the thing is, once I get this purge completed of my room and get the room that I want, I'm going to have a setup. I want to get lights for the TV, some backlighting. I want to get like a set of headphones, a good set of headphones to listen to on the TV. I really want it to be like my premier setup place to go.
Yeah.
Because right now it's really cluttered.
Yeah. Which
is why I'm getting rid of some of this stuff. I'm getting stuff out of the closet. I'm going to be getting rid of like three of the pieces of furniture in here. Getting a new TV stand. So I'm really excited about that. I really want to make it look good. Right now it just looks busy.
Yeah, that's my whole life.
So I'm excited. But yeah, for the foreseeable future, man, I think Stadia and Luna is going to be my way to go. I feel like I'm done with... I'm just not playing on the PlayStation much.
Yeah.
That might change once I get rid of... Once I'm done with Cyberpunk. But there's a lot of free games that are options that I want to play on Stadia right now. And there's a lot of free games actually on Luna that I want to get to. I mean, I think Resident Evil 7 just came up. I want to try that. So, yeah, I don't know. I was all for Stadia. I thought it was a cool idea. I thought Luna was a cool idea. Now that I've gotten to actually play with both of them, they are super fucking cool ideas, and they are perfect for me.
Yeah.
For the way I play games.
I still think that, those are probably the future. I'm still not sure they're where
the future's not now.
Yeah, they're still not where people want them to be, I think. And, that's... People are always going to play where their friends are, and people's friends aren't on Stadia or Luna.
Right.
Now, with the PC integration, that it does... You do have some friends on PC, but again, I mean... People play on Xbox and PlayStation, and I think that that's going to be hard to break people of.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we'll see on that.
On the flip side of that, because when I'm playing, I look to see if you guys are on the PS4.
Yeah.
Lately, you guys haven't been getting on until like 12 o'clock my time, which is just about the time I'm getting off. So I'm like, well, do I want to stay up for another couple hours? Actually, no, I don't. So, I noticed that, I think, Friday night you guys got on.
We get right before 11 o'clock pretty much every night because the tournament in Rocket League starts at 11.
Oh.
So, usually about 10:30 is when we've been getting on Central Time, which is 11:30 your time.
Yeah.
It's just, I haven't felt great, so.
So, you haven't been getting on early. I mean, sometimes you guys will get on a little earlier,
Yeah.
Like, if you guys get on at, like, 10 o'clock, it's kind of perfect. Because that's a couple hours.
Yeah, 9:30 used to be the time I always got on, but I just haven't.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a perfect time for me.
I haven't been getting on as early lately, but a friend of the show, Marshall 205, is leaving for vacation today. We'll finish Spider-Man, and I don't know what I'll do. I may be able to get into Phoenix Immortal Rising.
Well, I think I think I need to finish my statement, where I was going with it. Is when I've been looking for you guys to get on, it's been to talk to you guys, not to play with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. We're not really, we're playing Rocket League pretty much.
I was still going to, but going back to what you talked about with your friends, I was getting on to chat with you guys, not necessarily to play whatever you guys were playing.
Yeah, but I think so many people do get on to play with other people.
I think that's probably true, I guess.
And so... it goes back to you saying again, it's perfect for you. People who are getting on to play with other people, it's not perfect for, because
it's not perfect for them, right? But
I would argue no matter what's available for either one of those, they are built to play by yourself, Stadia and Luna.
Right now, yeah. And that may change in the future.
You know, I don't know that they need to. I think, like, but, for me, that to be like the premier place to play the best version of a single player game, I think is okay. I know they have multiplayer, but if you've spent any time with either one of them, it's not to the level of.
Right, I'm sure it's not.
No.
It's, which I haven't yet. And I want to try it just to try it because I don't play a lot of multiplayer. We know that.
I sent you a friend request on one of them, but I think not the other.
Okay.
Maybe
I think
Luna.
I may have sent you. No, because that's one thing I don't like about Stadia is it doesn't let you send a friend request unless that person's on, I don't believe.
Yeah, there's something weird about that. It took me and Matt forever to become friends on there.
Did I send you a friend request?
No, I don't think so. I think I sent you one on Luna.
Stadia?
Or you sent me one on Luna. I don't think we're friends on Stadia.
Okay.
I don't know how to even tell if we're friends on Luna.
I'll look into it. I'll probably get into it today and look into it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I will tell you one thing I like about those two. I keep them in a case together. It's a little case that's split down the middle. I have each controller on each side. I like that a lot.
See, I want to get a case for both my Luna and Stadia controllers.
Yeah, so I didn't buy like the ones that are fitted. It's just like a black case that has like a foam divider down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have Google on one side, Luna on the other, and I keep all my cables in there for the, you know,
yeah,
to charge the Stadia controller. And I bought that phone clip too for Luna, so I have it in there as well. It's just a nice little case with everything in it.
I really, really like those systems. I mean, honestly, I talked about it before a couple weeks ago when I was on, but with Stadia and Luna, PS5 is probably a bit off for me.
Yeah.
Like way off. Like even if they become available, there's no need for me to have that until like Horizon and God of War. And even then, I don't know. Those are great games and I really love those games, but those were kind of games that I played because I had the system they came on.
Yeah.
So I don't even know I'll probably end up getting the PS5 just because I'm an idiot and I spend money on video game shit.
Well, you got that new TV too.
And the new TV and electronics.
Yeah.
But I'm worried when I get the PS, if I do get a PS5, it's going to be like when I got the Xbox One last generation.
Could be
that I just don't, you know, I played some Sea of Thieves on that because it was only available on it. I played some Gears on that because it was only available on it. I got Game Pass on that because it was only available on it, and I messed around with it a little bit.
Yeah, I think PlayStation's different if they continue their trend with exclusives, though. I think there's enough to justify it, even if you only play those 15 games.
Yeah, you might be right. It's, you know, Spider-Man was awesome. I love Spider-Man. I was one away from platinum it, and I just didn't want to play through it again. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a desire to play Miles Morales.
Yeah. I get it. I mean, most people, including myself, are playing PS4 games on their PS5.
I will end up getting a PS5. But right now, Stadia and, well, now Stadia is filling my need.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't need anything else but Stadia. That may change when I'm not playing Cyberpunk anymore, but I've got other games I want to try on there. There's stuff I want to get into on Luna.
Yeah. So it's this same issue I had with Stadia that I'm having with Luna, though. It's like there's so much, or Game Pass even, like there's so much to play, I don't play anything. Like, I almost get overwhelmed.
I can see that.
Because there's like 10 games right now.
Between a video store and Netflix.
Yeah, there's like 10 games today that I want to play, so I don't play any of them because I don't know how to decide.
Right, like when you used to go to Blockbuster, you had a set amount of money to spend. So you went into Blockbuster and, okay, I can get two movies. So you took your time and you picked out some movies. And regardless of whether they ended up being good or bad, because you spent your hard-earned money, and made that decision, you watched it.
Well, you drove there. You knew how many you could get. You get there, you can narrow down your choices by what's available.
Mm-hmm. And what you want or what you want to try.
Right. And so, everything's available now, and it's just too much sometimes for me.
Right. And you go to Netflix, there's so much, you finally pick something. 5 minutes in, you're like, nah.
Yeah.
I'm not really into this.
Yeah, so Stadia and Game Pass, Luna and Game Pass and Stadia to a lesser extent, but there's just like so much available to me right now that I'm just like, I think I'm just going to play something on PS5 or on PS4 or whatever it is.
Right.
I've still been playing my Oculus. I bought a game called Cubism, I think it's called, because I wasn't feeling well. I didn't want to be up moving around, so it's a puzzle game where you sit down. I super love Oculus a lot, and it's interesting to me, but I sort of have this weird situation where I like bought all those games on PlayStation VR already,
right?
And so it's hard for me to suspend, because nothing on the Quest store seems to be cheap, and so it's like everything is $20, and it's like, well, I already bought that though, then do I want to buy it again to play what I think is probably going to be a better experience with it? Or did I buy it on PlayStation and just never play it? Mm-hmm. You know, do I want to spend the money on it again? Cubism, I think, was $9.99, so it wasn't expensive. As far as the store goes, one of the cheaper things on the Quest store, but I bought it and I've been playing through it. It's, you just have all these shapes and you have a 3D object and you have to fit the shapes inside of it. So it sounds really simple, and then it gets really frustrating really quickly.
I could see that.
But like in a good way, because you're laid back in a chair and you're just grabbing shapes and moving them around.
And you're just chilling. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and when it finally fits, you're like, oh, I'll be damned. You know, it's one of those situations where most of the time you're just slapping them in there, and when it goes, it goes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just when you think about like how many options people who play video games, I mean, you might have, like, at any given time, there's 20 or 30 games you could have access to between your backlog and what's just available for free. I mean, you and I probably have hundreds of games that are just PlayStation Plus that have been claimed and never played. Like, just the idea of so many games to be able to play, just, I don't know. It gets the best of me sometimes.
Yeah.
I just get overwhelmed, and I don't know what to play, so I play the same five things.
Well, speaking of Oculus, as part of the Purge, I'm actually getting rid of my PSVR.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people...
it's just...
a lot of people going that route.
It's not that I don't think VR is viable.
But if you don't play it, though.
I think it needs to be wireless.
Agree with that.
If you're going to play it. I think it needs to be... And I guess this is for me, more so than anyone else. For me, it needs to be wireless. But I'm not as invested in it as some are, I guess. If someone were to give me an Oculus, that'd be great. I'm not spending $300-$400 on an Oculus.
Yeah, I don't think you would use it even with it being wireless. Just knowing you, I still think you would feel the same way about it, and that you're like, oh, that's super cool, and you wouldn't mess with it.
It's super cool. It is. Every time I get into VR, it's super cool to be in there.
Yeah. It's still even when it's wireless, even when that you could be playing Oculus in 10 seconds from unzipping the case. Even with that, it's still like a thing. You still have to put a thing on your head.
Right.
You know,
You
know, it's still not like just grabbing a controller and sitting back.
And chilling.
Yeah.
Just relaxing in my chair.
But there was the wireless does make a difference. There was a moment where I was kicked back in like the recliner, basically doing my own thing, fitting those, you know, shapes inside shapes, and it is neat. But I get it. I don't have any problem figuring out when people are like, I just don't know if I want to mess with VR. Like, I get that 100%.
Yeah. So I'm going to get rid of the PSVR. I haven't decided if I'm going to sell it, trade it in, or donate it.
Yeah. I think friend of the show traded his in through Amazon, and actually did friend of the show Matt did, and did pretty good on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they're running a special, but I think he did pretty well. Sending it through them, so
yeah. Plus, I've got, you know, the case and stuff. So I got some stuff that I can trade in for. Because right now, the only thing my VR does is The extra bass that I bought charges my controller. That's it.
Gerald, you still have yours, right?
Yep, and I played it yesterday.
What'd you play?
Iron Man VR.
Oh, I have that. See, that's one I haven't played yet. I have Vacation Simulator I haven't played yet.
And Iron Man VR was one you wanted to play
on
it, and you haven't stepped into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so for those, now it's really hard for me to like want to get the PlayStation VR out.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because now I'm like, I always knew that thing was a little bit of a hassle. Even though it was like 5 minutes to set up, I always knew it was a little bit of a hassle for me. But now.
Now that you have the Oculus,
now
you're
I
like,
know it's a hassle for me.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Because I seriously slide that thing on, tighten down the thing because I have the Elite strap, tighten it down in the back, and push the button to turn it on. And I mean, in 15 seconds, you're like in the game.
Right.
It's amazing how quick it is. So I know that VR, like having to like undo the cord, and it's on my PS4, not my PS5, and like it's just a whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
But Vacation Simulator, I'll get to, and Iron Man, I'll get to. I mean, I already paid for them, so I'll eventually get to those.
Right.
But I do wonder what it'll be like going back now, because I think
to
looks wise, VR? I think they're pretty similar.
Uh huh.
But I wonder if I just think that because it's been a while since I've played PlayStation VR.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering how the looks are. But the whole reason I asked, Gerald, you wouldn't sell yours. Like, you're still in.
Oh, yeah, no. Mine ain't going nowhere. Yeah.
I mean, by Dan's.
Mine's still set up,
backup.
Ready to go.
By Dan's is a backup.
Yeah, I'm actually, I haven't decided. Like I said, I might trade it in. I'm actually thinking about donating it to the Children's Hospital. I don't know if they would have any use for it. But,
yeah.
I don't know, along with the toys and some of the, you know, so I'm getting rid of like some old graphic novels that I don't go through anymore.
The VR is the thing that they probably, especially with COVID, don't have a thing for.
Yeah, I don't know that there's, I don't know that they'll be able to do anything with it. So I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah.
So I'll probably just end up trading that in and getting whatever I can for it wherever.
Yeah. Yep. Well, what'd you think of Iron Man, Gerald?
I liked it.
Was it the demo or did you buy it?
No, it was the demo.
I knew it.
I was cleaning up my PlayStation, like the games I have on my hard drive, to try and see what games I can play and figure out what, like you were saying, how you have like 10 games. You got to figure out which one you want to play. That's what I'm struggling right now to do.
You always pick the most absurd answer of whatever.
Right, the one that takes like 300 hours to
play.
Right,
you can't just pick the one that you could just play through and beat.
Yeah, I was going through it. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I haven't played this one in a while. Should I start this one up? And I'll start this up, and I'll play for like 30 minutes. Like, oh, no, I got to get out of here. I'm going to be stuck in here for 3 weeks.
Yeah, see, I don't see how you do that. I don't see how you go back to a game that you've played 600 hours of to, like, I don't know. Like, you take time off.
I did get 3 Platinums over the weekend, just some little cheap, easy, quick games.
Do those feel as good to you?
No, I just
you like the 400 and 500 hours like that. You get more out of those platinums.
Yeah, the grind platinums are better.
Yeah. See, when you know, if I keep continuously playing something, that's different, like Rocket League. But if I like pour my hours into something, like you know, I think Bugsnax took me 15 hours. I'm not going to play it again. Like I got that.
Right, you're done.
Yeah. Now maybe if they put out DLC, but probably not even then. Like I think I'm just good with that. But I guess Fallout and GTA are different, you know, with those being like persistent worlds. I guess I can kind of get it. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, finally bought, because he got tired of hearing me talk about it, he did buy Elder Scrolls Online. Friend of the show, Thomas, reached out to me. He also owns Elder Scrolls Online.
Uh-oh.
So it feels like that's happening. Feels like
have you bought it yet?
No, it's on sale though right now.
I think I have a free version of it somewhere.
Yeah, so right now, $26.99 gets you the deluxe version of everything they've put out. So it's the vanilla game, all expansions, and every one of those is a deluxe one. So the Greymoor, I think it's called Greymoor Deluxe, is like on sale right now on PlayStation for $26.99. It's everything. And it gives you the deluxe versions of all of them, which came with extra stuff all the way through. And so, like I said, he's on vacation this week. He went ahead and bought it because he was afraid when he got back it wouldn't still be on sale. So it feels like, there it is, Graymore.
So does that mean you're getting it now?
Yeah, probably. Keep scrolling. That's the.
So what does Graymore get you? Oh, it gets you everything.
It's everything. See, it's $26.39. It's the base game, Morrowind, Somerset, Elsewhere, Graymore, and all the bonus for every one of those. So you get the collector's edition for every one of those. Yeah, for which is normally $80, it's $26.39.
That's an MMO, man.
I know.
You got until the 20th.
It's good till the 20th on that sale. Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
You think it's worth it?
Yeah. Do I think I get my money's worth out of it? I don't know, but do I think it's worth it? Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Is it too late to jump in? Probably. They've promised a PS5 upgrade, though, so that's, you know, it tells me they're not giving up on it. Seems like a thing Gerald should buy.
No. Yeah.
Dude, so here's your next 500 hours.
You don't go anywhere with that 500 hours, though.
Welcome to everything Gerald plays.
Well, true.
I'm telling you, it's perfect.
He's not into Elder Scrolls, man.
Yet. I'd argue people aren't into anything until they are.
Leave them alone. Maybe I'll pick it up. I have some version of it. I have to see. I think I already have some version of it. I can't remember what. I'll have to check it.
Probably
maybe we'll... I can't be doing it. I can't do that 11 o'clock at night shit. 12 o'clock at night shit, though.
I know, but how good would it be for everybody to be in there?
It'd be great, but I'll never get to experience that.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
It'll be the three of you and...
It won't. It'll just be me and Howard.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd love to, but...
I've never played a proper MMO that I got, that I've like fell in love with.
I feel like this probably ain't it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to begin to say if it was or wasn't, because I've never been close. I've always had, I mean, I've been wanting to play this for too long. I've been talking about it for too long, but like, I've always had that itch to like play WoW too. And just get in there. I think the idea of it's so cool. Like that, I mean, that people lose themselves in there. Like, I think that's neat.
Yeah, I don't have the time to lose myself in anything.
Yeah, I tried with, you know, like, Fallout, maybe. I guess you could say I tried there if you want to go MMO with that.
You did? It is an MMO.
Yeah, but I just, it never hooked me either.
Yeah, I would wager this isn't going to either.
I don't know. It looks so good, though.
I would wager this won't either.
Yeah, see, I'm not really into the Elder Scrolls part.
Right. You're into the MMO part.
I'm into the idea of the MMO part.
Yeah, the idea of it. Yeah. That's probably the better way to put it.
Yeah, because this kind of looks like shit right here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure this isn't it.
I don't know. This super looks like shit right here. This is like early game.
It is. It's talking about he's going to look like that, though.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look graphically look bad. That sword swing looked like shit.
It is early in the game. I mean, he just raises two fisted to two from one.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm probably going to have an update on that. Not next week, but probably the week after. I'm sure I'll buy it. It only feels right.
Well, I've got it, so...
I'll let you know. You got it on PS4?
I've got some version of it. I don't know which. If you end up buying it and you guys are going to play it, let me know so I can download it and let it update and everything.
The upgrade.
Maybe I'll try to stay up late and play with you guys.
The upgrade's only $13.
Well, maybe I'll get that then.
Yeah, to upgrade it all the way to current.
I got to see what I have and all that.
Yeah.
Let me know and maybe I'll try to stay up late. I probably won't get the upgrade until... I mean, the upgrade you're not going to be able to do until you meet a certain level anyway.
You seem like you would love that game.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Seems like you're shit.
Hmm.
We need to jump in the news. My iPad's got 3% left.
All right. Well, since it's not massive or awesome, we ought to be able to cruise through it pretty quickly.
So a company called, is it Super 5?
Super 5.
Is that how you would do it? It's SUP3R5. they showed off these super cool retro PS2 inspired PS5s and decided they were going to sell them, maybe. When I pulled the story, that was the story, is that they were going to sell them January 8th, 3 p.m. Eastern. They're not going to actually send the system out until late spring, but Gerald put up a story before this started. Basically, it seems like they decided not to sell them because I know everyone listening will find this hard to believe, but they got death threats for mm-hmm. some reason. They still say that they're going to sell them later on, but right now their people's safety was the number one priority. These were expensive and they look cool as hell. They were priced at $650 and $750 for the all digital and console edition. So a little bit more than the $400 and $500 regular cost, and the a la carte DualSense controller was priced at $100 instead of $70, which makes sense. They have to make money on them.
Yeah.
But this thing, I put pictures in here, they look cool as hell to me.
It does look cool. This is how Sony should have done them.
Yeah, they look cool as hell. I want to say I don't understand death threats, but you and I and Gerald were discussing before here. People doing death threats for everything now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a thing. It's the world we live in.
Someone upset that they can't have one, so somebody got to get a death threat. So
yeah.
Shout out to... the design.
Some Sony fanboy is mad that they're doing this.
Yeah. Shout out to the design of this. I think it looks super cool. Yeah. And I think had it looked like this from the start from Sony's side, people probably would have been more agreeable with the design. But I actually, you know, I like the white and black one. I like this one. I like, you know, I think that there'll be a lot of cool stuff popping up when Sony finally gets down the road away from launch and you can find them. I mean, they're going to sell those faceplates attachments, and they're going to sell different colors. And
oh, yeah.
PS5 will get cool looking. But anyways, again, that's Super SUP3R5. I think Gerald said they even took their Twitter down right now.
Mm-hmm. Everything. Yeah. They're just, they've gone off the grid completely.
Yep. Next story ahead of Sony's CES showcase, they went ahead and announced the slew of new Bravia TVs for their 2021, and apparently they're going to take they're finally going to deliver the full promise of the PS5 with these TVs.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that means, but every single model will support the full suite of HDMI 2.1 feature straight out of the box, no future firmware updates required. And they've got them ranging from 85 inches down to 50 inches. Looks like the smallest one I see for the new models that were announced.
Yeah. I don't like that.
There's two OLED models with the Master Series, and the, A80J 4K is also OLED. Everything else looks like it is a full array LCD. But yeah, I mean, these suckers are going to be expensive. They haven't released pricing or release date information yet. That will all hit during CES, I'm sure.
They did look cool.
They do look cool, and I'm sure PS5 will be popping on this. I'm sure it'll look great.
But it's going to be expensive, okay? Yeah. I mean, my TV was $600.
If you've been those people, though, that are waiting for the TV that can finally handle that PS5.
Then, hey, you're in.
Scoop up that Master Series 4K OLED.
I think Samsung's releasing, and they're going to be expensive too, but they're releasing their TVs that also do all this, but I think they're making some graphical change, some screen panel changes as well.
I like that Samsung, what's it called, the panel or whatever? I think it's called that. Search for Samsung panel. That's the one that looks like a painting.
That looks like a painting that sits on an easel. Looks like it sits on an easel.
Yeah, the panel TV. You have the different.
Are you talking about the Samsung frame?
The frame. Yeah, that's the one. The panel. Because
Samsung
different.
Frame doesn't have a frame.
It does have a frame. That's like a wood frame that you change.
And then there's the Cero. And the Cero looks like it's thicker. And it looks like it sits on an easel.
So the frame is the one that has the wood frames you can change the color of, that magnet onto the side of it. And it has like the portrait mode where you hit a button and it looks like a framed photo.
Yes.
Or art or whatever.
Yes.
But
then they've got the Cero,
That's the wall right there. The wall is frameless.
Yes. And the cerro looks like is what looks like a painting on an easel.
Samsung makes a cool TV.
Because I was almost going to get the cerro.
LG has the one, maybe a LG has the panel. LG has that one that is like paper thin that actually all the brains of it are in a soundbar that go underneath it.
I think, I don't know who that is. Yeah, see, that's the one I was thinking about getting.
Yeah. They showed on that weird bass.
The cerro cube. Well, that's part of it.
Is it? That's weird.
See, it looks like a painting on an easel.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that one.
I like it.
I have a 55-inch LG 4K HDR, and I'm probably going to keep it till it quits working. It's kind of where I am. Oh, it rotates horizontal or vertical.
Uh-huh.
That's weird. I don't know how I feel about it.
I was going to get a... I have a Sony Bravia in my living room and a Sony in my bedroom. So now all my major electronics are now all either Samsung or Sony.
You have a Samsung in the bedroom and a LG in the living room.
Which are my two favorite brands, are the ones I like the most. So it works out.
Those new TVs are available. You can get the 8K or the 4K version if you've got the money for it. I thought this next story was kind of interesting because I'm just a fan of the way that Microsoft does things and the way that they're not secretive about, I guess, maybe asking the right questions, because Sony doesn't ask me shit as a guy that spends a lot of time and energy on money on PlayStation.
Yeah.
But Microsoft is just reaching out basically saying, what do you think about the Xbox? Did it feel like a big enough upgrade to a new system? And they're also asking if people like this stuff that the DualSense is doing.
That Sony's doing, yeah.
Specifically used PlayStation and DualSense, and they want to know if you're interested in those controller
options.
Options. And, you know, I don't think it means that the next Xbox controller is going to have it or that this Xbox controller will have it. I just love that they're asking those questions because, you know, we're in such a echo chamber of all this. Like, I think it's easy to think like, oh, everyone wants it because everyone's talking about it, but that may not even be the case.
Right.
And I just love that Microsoft is comfortable enough to say, do you guys like this, or do you want this, or you just think it's neat? To get that feedback from people. So there is a survey, like all the other surveys we've talked about, going around right now to some current Xbox players, just collecting some info, basically wanting to know how people feel about the Series X as well as some of the PlayStation stuff. And I think it's neat.
Yeah, it's always good to... Microsoft seems to care a little bit more about customer feedback than maybe... Sony's like, here's what you get. Love it or leave it. And Microsoft kind of seems to have more of a, hey, consumer, what can we do for you attitude?
Right, which is less appealing. Kind of like this next story. I don't know if this is
less... which is more appealing.
Yeah, that's more appealing. This is less appealing.
Oh, yeah. Well, this has been proven to be debunked.
Well, I don't know if you'll ever really know the answer to this, but basically this story is Duracell happened to say during a conversation with somebody that part of the reason maybe the Xbox still uses batteries is the Duracell's long-term agreement, partnership, however you want to look at it, with Microsoft. I have seen Microsoft come out and say it's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody will ever know whether or not it is or isn't the case. So this used to be totally unacceptable to me that Microsoft still used batteries. I thought that last generation.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of come around on it where I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. And I think for me, the easier thing to compare it, like for me to really get there, was the Luna and the Stadia. Because Stadia is rechargeable and Luna uses batteries. And I see pros and cons to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to be able to grab a fresh pair of batteries and just be able to play. Whereas
my Luna controller, sits right up next to my TV. My Stadia controller, because of everything I have plugged into my TV and plugged into outlets, my Stadia controller is on the other end of the room, plugged into a charger.
Yeah, but if it's not charged, you're not playing it.
Right.
Whereas you could just grab another set of batteries or take them out of something else if for some reason. Now, there's some things I'll say. I don't know how the DualSense would perform on batteries.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing a lot.
Right.
Also, mine is broken. So there's that.
Your DualSense is broken?
I dropped it. And I promptly broke it when I dropped it.
Oh, so it doesn't have a whole lot of... It's not the most sturdy thing out there?
Something inside broke, and whatever that is gets hung underneath the trigger now. So the trigger still works, force feedback still works, the haptics still work, but whatever the piece that's broken, and you can hear it, whatever is in there somehow wedges itself underneath the controller, and sometimes you can't pull the trigger all the way down without a shake. But that's on me, but that's unfortunate. But yeah, so whatever the situation is, I don't know that I hate that the Xbox comes with batteries now or steel. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, maybe make both versions. I know that's crazy, but maybe have a battery one, maybe have a regular one. I don't know.
I have never had a problem either way with batteries or rechargeable. So
it's crazy to have to use batteries in anything nowadays.
All remotes still use them.
Yeah, but I don't even use a remote anymore. I'm telling you, that Fire TV Cube changed my whole life. That thing is awesome.
Yeah, it's never bothered me either way. So I don't care either way.
The charging stand for the PS5 controller is also very, very good.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Big fan of that. You just set it up there. It presents the controller in a really nice manner, and it just sets there. So, I don't know, but either way, shout out to Microsoft for putting good batteries with their controller. Because you do get Duracell with your controllers. Batteries. Yeah.
That's You're not getting battery.
Power Dukes. Whatever those things are, Duradukes that we used to give out. You're getting a good battery with your controller. So that's it. That's all the news. The news sucked this week. I couldn't find anything. Yeah. There's nothing out there. No one cares.
That's true.
People talking about trying to get PS5s and Xboxes.
Mm-hmm. When they might be available.
Yeah, trackers.
Just that, the other thing.
The new Switch. Maybe it's coming, maybe it's not. They found some info through data mining, blah, blah, blah. There will be a new Switch coming.
At some point, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, you probably won't need one.
No, it won't do anything major. Mm-mm.
Gerald, you back on Animal Crossing?
Here and there. I'm still doing the snowman thing. I'll get one for, I think I have four so far.
I hate the snowman thing.
Four perfect snowmans.
I can't seem to do it right. But that's it. Have we been going long enough? I don't even know.
Yeah.
You feel solid that we went long enough?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember, I know when we started. I know where we're at now.
Okay. Yeah.
We're about 6 minutes over where we need to be.
Ooh, you're welcome, everybody. You're welcome.
9 minutes over where we need to be. Sorry.
That's Gerald's phone that keeps going off, everybody. It's a work thing, so don't think he's an asshole.
Is it a work thing, Gerald, or are you just not smart enough to?
No, it's a work thing.
I know. I know it is. I just wanted to be an asshole. I haven't been here for 2 weeks. I got to be an asshole.
You're in the woods. We know. You're living off the land.
A little bit.
Catching birds with your hands and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Biting their heads off.
Whoa. After you cook them. I don't think you eat raw bird like that.
No, but that's how you finish them.
I don't know anything about finishing birds off. I'll make that clear. In either way.
Fatality.
Could you bite a bird's head off for survival?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I could. While it's alive?
Yeah.
I don't think I could. Gerald, could you bite a thing's head off while it was alive?
Heck no.
Yeah, I think that's where I land too. Why would that be the way you need to do it?
It wouldn't, but I could do it. Is that what you asked?
You'd be wiggling around while you were trying to get a good bite on it.
Ugh. No, I mean, you know, it's like with chickens, you just twist. It's
not my chickens.
Well, no, but I mean, when I was younger, I had to work on the farm. That's how we did it.
Just grab them,
chop it off.
Just grab them and sling them. I hear you just grab them and spin them.
You just grab and twist. Oh,
nope. I'm not cut out for that lifestyle.
Okay. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's not a lifestyle I would choose for myself either. I don't want to spend my life killing things. No. But
sounds like you do.
But you asked if I had to do it to survive. Yes, I could.
Yeah. I mean, I figured
it got. That's why it's good that I've done that, because if it came down to that survival, I could do that.
Yeah, I figure a guy out there making a cob house would be willing to chew the head off of something. So, that's it. You all right over there, Gerald?
Yeah.
You got a lot of messages coming in. Now you're quiet. You're looking down.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm trying to fix somebody's issue.
Emergency going on?
Work kind issue, of. Man.
No, I get it. I get it. I've lost the iPad. It was almost dead, but now I don't even know what I'm...
You're only at the wrap-up, dude.
I know, but I got to find it. Head over to patreon.com/GameStitch if you want to support us over there. Remember, new episodes hit every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on services around the world. I want to give a special shout-out to Zach Thomas and Mike, all friends of the show, all friends of ours. They all support us over at patreon.com/GameStitch, just like you can. So thanks, guys.
You got a friend in me.
Ooh. Toy Story.
Pulling out some Toy Story.
Yeah, some Randy Newman.
Who doesn't love some good Randy Newman?
Everybody loves Randy Newman.
Everybody loves Randy Newman.
Yep. That's all we got. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. We're glad to have you back, Dan.
It's good to be here.
Gerald, thanks for doing the heavy lifting last week. As Dan was in the woods and I had COVID.
Yeah.
I tried.
You did well.
Thank you.
So,
you're welcome.
Yeah. It was, I will tell you, last week was a struggle for me.
I believe
to
it.
To get through.
But you did it.
Yeah. Yay! If we've ever been close to not getting an episode, I'm going to say it was last week.
It was last week?
Because not only did we have to do it, but I had to edit it, and I just didn't have the energy. So.
But you did have the energy.
I didn't, but I'm not a quitter.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So, but thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.